get up, let's go, rise and shine, let's start the day, all that shit. Come on, no time to mess around. Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, it's the 4th of June, and we have a lot to get into. I'll introduce you to our guests this morning in just a moment or two, and tell you what else we have planned for you for the rest of this week, and a couple of interesting, exciting things that are on the horizon as well. So, let's get going. First thing you need to know is that we have someone new in studio. He says he's never been on a podcast before, and I can't believe that, because there are a billion podcasts, and they pretty much... They're interviewing everyone. If you haven't, if this is genuinely your first time, I am delighted to be the person who introduces you to podcasts. But I fear by the, I don't know, 20th time you do this, you're going to be wishing you never had. His name is Lebo Njomba. He is a multifaceted South African personality. He gained recognition as a finalist in the Big Brother Mzansi Season 3 in 2022, which doesn't feel that long ago, actually. He was born in, don't hold this against him, Uitenhage. Later, he was based in Johannesburg, and Lebo's diverse background includes roles as a salesperson, a personal trainer, IT graduate. He's like the rest of us in South Africa. You got to hustle, man. You got to do 10 different jobs.
Yep.
And I know our other guest has no problem with having a bunch of different jobs too. He's a comedian, he's a writer, he's a performer. He is Virgil Prince, and he's been on the show before.
Thank you.
Nice to see you, Virgil.
Yes, it's good to be back.
Yeah, so how are you, gents? You good?
Fantastic.
Yeah, we're nice. Coming to your podcast, the tough part is always the morning.
Oh, yeah. And we apparently the last time you were here, Virgil, it was like June last year.
Yeah.
So that means we only invite you in winter. So you've never been here when it's pleasant.
No.
You come here in the dead, the cold, the dark, you know?
But I try to cheer you up when I'm here.
You do. And you did it last time. I recall. So listen, the thing that didn't cheer me up this morning, and I'd like your comments on this, it's an all-guy show today, so we can be real. I don't know what happened on the highway this morning. It was extremely slow. One of the reasons we're starting late this morning is because I ran in here at just after 6. There must be a lot of women driving around this morning. They're all driving extremely badly, and I thought, what is the explanation for this? And then almost in the voice of God, I heard, oh no, it's definitely women.
Yeah.
So women drivers out there in their numbers today causing havoc. So everybody else, just be extremely careful, all right?
Especially the old ones.
Oh, my God.
The old women
everybody
drivers.
Always says, you must respect the elderly.
Yeah.
I say, once you reach, I don't know, let's give everyone a good innings. Once you reach 80,
Yeah,
there is no reason you should ever be on the road.
Even from 70, we should start retiring.
Even 70, maybe. I think you should certainly have... your license checked out at 70.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, you should be given the eye test.
I believe that's all.
You should be given a general, like, slow reaction test.
Yeah.
Like, you know, each knee, sun, chi. Yeah. They should give these people something and see how they react to it. Because, I don't know, an old gran, there was one couple of days ago driving in front of me. Where she was behind the dashboard.
Yeah.
I don't know how she saw over this thing.
She's seeing you through the steering wheel.
And this old bitch was going on at like 50 kilometers an hour.
Damn.
Where everyone else is maybe doubling. 60 to 80.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
And the thing is, they always, one of the things I like about those old people is they always blame, or they always shout at you. Have you ever caught them shouting at you and you see them doing this and you're like, but you are the problem.
So you just take the gun out. So what? What?
I think it's this thing, what they cause, what's this thing called? Phantom traffic.
What?
Oh, snap.
When the traffic is congested and for no reason.
And it's one person.
You get in front and you find out this guy or this woman is driving at 30 k's per hour on the highway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without a care in the world.
Yeah. No, they're on a Sunday drive. Listen, I've seen a lot of that though, hey?
Yeah.
You know these Uber drivers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When they're not on a trip.
Yep.
Yeah.
Also...
They always find themselves on the fast lane for some reason.
No way.
But what's worse about them is that what happens is they're lost after time. So after time they're lost, so they're looking at the GPS, they're trying to find the location.
Paying no attention to this.
So now they're like in the second to fast lane, trying to find the next off-ramp, driving as if they were in the fourth lane. Yeah. So it's a very awkward situation.
Yeah. But you know, I always ask myself, whether it's old people, Uber drivers, whether it's... Otherwise, everybody else, there's no category of people here necessarily that's to blame, except the category of people whose parents didn't raise them properly.
Yeah.
I don't understand this thing of people getting in the way.
Yeah.
I used to just get claps Yeah. When I was in the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you were standing somewhere where there were people moving,
yeah.
My mother or my father would grab me. It's a get out of the way.
Yeah.
Don't parents tell kids that anymore?
No.
Get
I don't think so.
Out of the way. Because you see these adults who don't know that they're in the way. They have no idea.
Yeah.
They're blissfully unaware that that old lady, she doesn't know that she's in the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. you would have thought the war would have taught her something, you know? Fuck's sake. Beaver says good morning all. Hey, Beaver.
But you get that. I've seen recently I watched those clips where people would even walk onto a track while the race is happening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is
like,
what I'm talking
this
about.
Idiot?
It's like zero self-awareness.
Yeah.
There was somebody walking their dog in the road the other day. But in the road.
Yeah.
I'm like, you and your dog are going to die.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully you before the dog. The dog's like, I told her.
Well, I hope the dog can get away. Because you almost feel sorry for the dog that it has to be around an idiot like that. Okay, so let's get into some very important things. I'm going to ask you guys a bunch of questions just now about what you're all up to. But I do want to get this off my chest. So allow me a little rant quickly.
Okay.
That was just a warm-up.
Okay, let's go.
Drivers. So I'm going to play you a clip of Meghan Markle just now.
Okay.
This woman she's insufferable. Everybody knows that. She's been doing this show with this other terrible person. I don't know how this person. Apparently she's invented a makeup line and she sold it for hundreds of millions of dollars.
Okay.
The person who's interviewing Meghan. Right. And the two of them sit there and I've never heard two people talk so much shit in my life. And I need you to see the clip. Have you got the clip ready?
Go.
Okay. As soon as that's ready, I want them to hear it because I don't want to be the only one who is filled with hatred this morning. I want everyone to experience this so they can also have some hatred
for
on
Meghan
their
Markle.
Minds. Oh, yeah. Well, have you seen anything to do with her lately?
She used to be so hot.
She was in Suits. That's where she should have stayed.
Yeah.
That's where she should have stayed. She was very good on Suits. She was good eye candy. Wasn't a particularly bright character. She didn't do or say anything interesting, but she looked good.
She looked very
There's
good.
There's value in that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Some people look good, and that's enough.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you by sheer genetic luck. You've turned out to be hot as opposed to ugly.
Yeah. Just
you have a chance to use that to your advantage.
Yeah.
When I see a beautiful person, I say to them, you hit the lottery.
Yeah.
And they go, huh? And I go, you look amazing. You're just beautiful to look at.
Yeah.
They go, why did you say I hit the lottery?
Oh.
And I go, because you don't actually have to work.
Yeah.
People will pay you to do stupid shit like hang around.
Yeah.
Just because you're beautiful.
Yeah.
So use it. Do it. And that's what Meghan should have done. But let's move on to the new Meghan, who thinks that she's a source of great wisdom. And she, along with this other absolute cretin of a human being, they are discussing shit. And listen to how deep and profound they get in this clip. This is, if you wanted inspiration this morning, have you come to the right place?
No, yet.
Yet.
I'm not sure.
I was just going to say that applies to every adult. That applies to me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, yet.
I don't know what I'm doing. Yet.
Yet. My business hasn't gotten traction.
Yet.
Yet. No one's picked up my book proposal yet.
Yes.
I haven't found my soulmate yet. Everything is yet.
The power of yet.
Power of yet.
So what was that all about?
Exactly.
What's going on?
No one is, and it's all like problems no normal people have. No one has picked up my movie script yet.
Yes. Yeah.
And by the way, that other person, that Lima Pina Peru, whatever her name is.
I don't know her.
No, you don't have to. No. That butterball. She sold her makeup line. You know, there are a lot of stupid women in this world who are buying that kind of shit. From someone who looks like that, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I want to see her after look. That's obviously her before.
Oh, that's her after she's used tons of her own product. What are you talking about?
Then
just
I don't
go back and freeze frame on her. Let's talk about her for a little bit because at least Megan's nice to look at.
She is. Yes. She looks a bit rough around the edges.
Meghan?
Yeah.
No.
She looks like she just woke up.
No, I think she's gone for that. I'm not wearing too much makeup. Oof.
Yeah, that's a tomato.
Very toothy,
man.
Very.
Facey.
Yeah. Like a big wide face. Like a head like a pig, you know?
Okay.
That's her name, Jamie Kern. Jamie Kern
now
Lima.
I need to really know her personality now.
All right. So the reason I bring this up, and I want to hear what you guys think of this, especially because it's your first time here. All right. So not you, Virgil, but yours, Dita. So there are, and I've been a massive supporter of podcasts for, it's been a decade. Okay, probably a little over. I used to listen to podcasts already 5 to 6 years before that. So we're talking a good 15 years. I've been telling people podcasts are amazing. And they are.
Yeah.
But I think it's enough now. Yeah. I think we should just declare no more podcasts. No one is allowed to start a podcast anymore. No, yeah. If you haven't already, too late. Because I see all these people who have no business being in podcasting.
Yeah. I've
you know why, headlines. Virgil? You know why?
Why?
Well, this hurts me. Because that clip you just watched is evidence.
Yeah.
That what people do is they listen to someone else doing a podcast or they watch a podcast like this show.
Yeah.
And they go, that looks easy.
I can do that.
They're talking. And talking is easy. I can talk. Yeah. I learned to talk at a young... No, yeah. you have nothing interesting or insightful to say. You are not wise and filled up with info. You are not particularly intelligent. You're not doing anything that anyone else isn't doing that's extraordinary. You're just a very normal, ordinary person, and you don't need a podcast. We don't need anyone to listen to this podcast because at the moment, it almost feels to me like there are more people making podcasts than there are people listening to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's enough, right?
True. It is enough.
Don't you think we should just declare a moratorium?
Yeah, license from this point.
With peace and love, I beg you, no more fucking podcasts.
Podcast out. I think from now on you need a license, a podcast license.
Well, not from the government, because they tried that with everything else. But yes, I'll be the authority.
Yes.
Come to me.
The panel.
Right. I will issue licenses only for like one out of every 2,000 podcasts that apply.
Yeah, yeah. And there must be space in your niche. We must like, okay, your niche does have space for a podcast. Yeah. You are in. Your niche already has three.
Which areas are super niche enough that you think they deserve a podcast? Because there can only be a few left.
You know what? I think there's so many of them simply because there's just different personalities out there. So they're trying to...
We don't need to know them all. Have you ever walked into a room? Do you remember being at school? And there were, 30 people in your class with you?
Yeah.
And 20 of them you didn't need to be friends with.
Or talk to even.
Or talk to, or even know anything about them.
Yeah.
There was this one girl in our class. Nobody knew anything about her because she was so boring.
Yeah.
She had nothing to say. Her homework was always done.
Yeah.
She wore the same hairstyle every time at every school, every school day, every year. She had been there in that class with us through the whole high school.
Yeah.
We didn't know anything about her.
And I bet she has a podcast.
I bet you she's
now.
Got a podcast. Exactly. Yep. It's just enough, guys. Like,
but she's like, hey, don't you agree? Lisa.
Really? Megan has about 15 burner Twitter accounts and she comments on critical posts. She also uses her podcast to comment and hit back at her critics. What? Oh, my God.
What?
This woman needs something to do in the mines. Put her in the mines.
I thought she won at life when she became the princess.
Yeah, exactly. You would think, right?
You think that's where the story ends.
I mean, most girls would be happy with a deal or no deal gig.
Yeah.
Remember when she had that?
Yeah. You think it's happily ever after that, but it's clearly not.
She's absolutely doesn't look like one of the happiest people I've ever seen.
Wow.
Don't know about you.
She doesn't.
No. Yeah.
She doesn't. She actually kind of looked happier when she was still in suits.
Yeah. And it's almost like how many kids are raised with the idea that if I were a, especially young women, they're like, the fairy tale is the princess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? That's the fairy tale. That's when they live happily ever after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then this one actually becomes a princess.
And then
she's sitting on a podcast with some fat chick moaning about her life. It's like, that's not what princesses are meant to
peasant.
Be doing.
She's chilling with a peasant.
Yeah, with a peasant. That woman's a peasant. You're absolutely right. You could park a Boeing between her two eyes. She's almost got her eyes on the side of her head. They're so far apart. She's like a lizard.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because she's sitting there with Megan, who's not so bad looking. All right. Gareth, you don't know how hard it is for Megan to be a princess, says Slippery Pickle.
Must be tough.
Yeah.
Must be tough.
She doesn't spend much time in that castle, though, right?
They don't have a castle anymore.
So she's just living in an apartment like a normal
person. No, they've got a big house in Montecito, but they're sponging off of someone. I think that Tyler Perry gave them a house.
Oh, snap.
Because they're such sponges. Yeah. They refuse to pay for anything. Yeah. I remember when they flew from Canada to America once, Harry posted this video of them on a private jet. And we knew it wasn't his.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, a very good friend lent us this private jet. You're like, you parasite.
Yeah.
Like, why didn't you just fly with your little family that you're so proud of? Why didn't you just fly either in a normal airline, you know, or hire your own plane? Yeah. You don't have no money.
Yeah, like the colonial air base.
What a lot of bullshit.
Because they've
got
a lot of money, right? The royals have our years of land money.
If he hadn't pissed off his whole family, he would have no financial concerns.
At all.
I mean, they've got like 300 or 400 people in that royal family who are still hanging on. People like the Duke of Kent that they wheel out at Wimbledon once a year. Yeah. That's all he has to do is go out to Wimbledon and he gets like a stipend. Yep. You don't see him in the unemployment line at,
And
it's just unbelievable. And Harry would have been... He would have had to get dressed up every now and then.
Yeah.
You know, go out there, salute the troops.
Yeah.
Do an interview every now and then. Yeah. You know, little tiny jobs, things that you guys probably have to do and I have to do every day.
Yeah. And not get paid.
And not get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he would get paid.
Yeah.
What a stupid
like,
idiot.
The king in Swaziland is the last real king.
Last absolute monarch, yeah. That's King.
Yeah. I'm interested in what he's doing.
Yeah,
because that's some real king stuff. He can do like off with the head.
Ooh, yeah,
he can still do that.
Yeah.
I don't think
I'm
Eric
glad
can
you guys
say.
Are here to witness my nose blowing this morning. It's so much fun. So I started feeling sick on Monday, and I tried to beat this thing in one day. I'm getting there. I'm almost there.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But I realized like it's the early morning.
Yeah,
that gets
yeah.
me like that. Who cares? I don't know why I'm telling you this. It's so boring.
But there's a flu this year that struck everybody at exactly the same time, which is so very interesting to me.
I heard. Well, usually isn't that how it works? It like goes around.
But
like
everyone got it like on exactly the same day.
It's seasonal, right?
Like I called people one day, everyone was fine. Two days later, everyone was ill.
We're trying to work out who patient zero here in the office is because it isn't me. Yeah. You guys tried to tell me, is it Senna or is it Georgina? It's 100% Senna. So Senna produces the Let's Talk Man show, which is with doctors, for heaven's sake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's got like 10 doctors that she can ask every week about, oh, should I stay at home? Because I want to make everyone sick.
Yeah.
And she comes to work and now everyone in the office has been sick. She took Allergex.
Oh my word. So what is she asking these doctors while she has the opportunity?
I'm starting to question the doctors, actually. You know? All right, so let's talk about you, Libor, because I made fun of the fact that you were born in Uitenhage, which is like, because PE is shit, but like Uitenhage is like the PE of PE.
Yes, I was born in Uitenhage. I was born there. I grew up in King William's Town.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we're back now in PE, Gqeberha. So
okay. Doesn't matter what you call it, it's still a shithole.
You can
give it 15 different ones. I know what they were trying to do there. I know these people in the Eastern Cape. By the way, the Eastern Cape is the poorest province in South Africa now. It overtook the Northern Cape.
Believe it.
And that's Mpumalanga and the Northwest as the poorest province.
We voted ANC in the last election.
Yeah. They're also still
ridiculous.
Stalwart ANC supporters.
Yeah, which
you
is
know,
nuts.
Like stupid gets its own reward, hey?
Yeah.
Anyway, you guys can rename PE as much as you like. It's still a shithole. And I'm not going to hold that against you because I suppose the Big Brother thing really got you in the spotlight, right?
Yes, it did.
But you're also kind of a fitness and fashion influencer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this all started with Big Brother.
Oh, right.
I was never huge in the influencing space. Couldn't care less about taking pictures or videos for people.
Yeah.
I was
you're pretty good at it now.
Thrown into the deep end.
I mean, you're doing it
You're doing a good job.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I was kind of thrown into the deep end, you know, and just either swim or sink.
Yeah, sure. And also, if something comes your way that's going to get you a lot of attention, you would be stupid not to use
it. Full advantage,
right? And if there are people who will follow you after that, you need to kind of grab them while they're there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, even the working out, I thought that was my thing. I didn't think anyone would follow me.
Because of that?
Because I'm working out.
So what, for the people who don't know and aren't following you yet, because there may be many who want to, just give me an idea of what kind of stuff you post.
All right.
I see lots of fashion stuff. I see lots of fitness stuff. But yes. tell me about how you come up with the ideas. Because just like in podcasting, when you know everybody's starting a podcast, you have to have something to say, something to add, something to analyze, evaluate, make people laugh, make them think. What kind of stuff do you post?
Well, I have two pages, right? One for my lifestyle, which is the fashion side. And the second one is fitness, health and fitness. Again, I'm going to mention that it's thanks to Big Brother.
Sure.
Because I opened the second page 2 weeks before, or just 3 weeks, 3 weeks before entering Big Brother. And I didn't really think much of it, you know. I was working out and a friend of mine happens to be a videographer. Decided, you know what, let's maybe shoot some content for fun. I went inside the house, came out, the thing was on 70,000 followers, and which was crazy.
Now, what do you think of people who have the time to watch something like Big Brother? What do you think of them? And be honest with me. I mean,
I think it's a form of entertainment, you know, reality TV.
It's like a screensaver, right? Not in a bad way, but like it's like a screensaver.
Virgil says it's a screensaver.
It is.
I mean, I'm glad. Thank God I went onto the show, because I also went in at a very, very sensitive time in the country, because we were just stepping out of COVID.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of people were indoors watching TV.
Yeah.
Which was great for me.
Sure.
So it worked out well, for me, worked out great for me. But watching Big Brother, prior to even going on the show, I never really watched Big Brother.
Yeah.
No, I remember when it first started and I thought, ooh, this is interesting. Took me like two episodes to lose interest. But
yeah.
But that's why I asked, what do you think of the people who watch that? It's
reality TV.
I've never, ever, ever understood it. I think when it first came out back in the day, when it was popular still, I think I still didn't understand it. I could watch like a scene or two where someone's like, "Oh, did you see Sharon and Mandla were in the shower?"
Yeah.
I might come and check it out and
you
be like,
see some titties.
Yeah. But like other than that, it's quite an investment, isn't it? It's quite
It's like anything. You have to get to know the characters. And it just feels like a lot of work.
I think I'd rather buy fish.
Oh, that's a terrible I think that's a bit of an insult.
What the heck
does it mean? I would take that badly if I were
you. Not insult on you.
No.
Yeah, whatever. You're not going to gloss over this one.
No, I wouldn't change anything. I'm glad I went on the show. And it came with a lot of opportunities too, you know.
Yeah.
As Gareth mentioned, I'm an IT guy, but my IT qualification just gathering dust.
Yeah.
Yeah, well listen, I mean the way things are developing there, it isn't what it was when you studied it,
yes,
right?
Yes, true.
But let me ask you this, because I do think your timing is also good, just like it was with Big Brother. Your timing is very good on the fitness stuff, because people are, by and large, there's still lots of large ones, but mostly people are trying to get in shape.
Yes.
They realize that it's an important statement about how you feel about yourself, how you present yourself to the world. This is a good time if you're a person who understands physical fitness, health, wellness is the word that they're all throwing around now. This stuff is valuable in the world.
Yep.
It is.
People are paying for meal plans. They're paying for fitness routines. They're mm-hmm. paying people for this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some of these guys are complete bullshit artists. But you actually, when you look good yourself,
yeah.
I believe you.
The example mm-hmm. must
That's
be
true.
There. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I feel like all of those things have always been there. It's just that social media made everything accessible to everyone. A lot of people believe in health and working out and just to better their lives. A lot of people have been doing it for years. I've been doing it for the longest time, on and off, on and off, on and off. It's just that now it's...
Something's happening.
Yeah, it's the.
So, how much time do you spend? How much time do you spend in the gym?
Nothing more than an hour.
Okay, yeah. And 5 days a week.
5 days a week, yes. Okay, from Tuesday till Saturday.
That's not bad. Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
It's not bad.
Take Sundays off.
Yes, I do. Sundays and Mondays.
Okay. All right. Well.
Gym inconsistency. Oh my word! It's the consistency that kills me.
Do you struggle with getting there, or once you're there,
have,
doing it?
I can have a hot 2 to 3 months of gymming.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just can't.
But don't the results keep you going?
But then the problem is there's that break that you take. It's like, hey guys, we're going on a trip somewhere. We go on the trip. Then I stop that discipline.
And
then coming back, now it's that whole thing of like, okay, I'll start tomorrow. Okay, I'll start tomorrow. Yeah. Okay, I'll start on Friday. Okay, I'll start on Monday. Why do I start on a Wednesday? That's a weird day to start. Let me start on a Monday. But then like 3 months would go by of me not starting.
Yeah, but you see, part of the problem is like you're quite a creative guy, and I think I also think if you're and this is by no means an insult to anyone, but if you're a little smart, you can bullshit yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
it's
you
a problem.
Bullshit yourself.
Yeah.
I don't need to go because all I've done is I've put on some muscle, but I've lost a bit of weight, so I don't have to go and lose more weight and
I'll get those calories next week.
Correct. So you're smart enough to talk yourself into stupid shit.
Yeah. Yes.
Whereas someone who's reasonably stupid, they just do the same thing over and over again. Of course, you get the opposites too. You get the people who are like extremely smart and diligent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they just have a tremendous amount of motivation.
Yeah.
And then you also get like lazy and stupid, which is probably the worst combination.
Yeah, it's probably the worst one.
You know?
Nothing's happening there. You need luck. Now you need luck.
So I'm always impressed when somebody says that this is something that they want to help other people with, because no one can get fit for you but you.
Yeah.
You know how we always hear in business, this person is rich because they have an uncle who organized this for them, or they're connected to this person, or they were lucky, they struck one deal that they, you know.
Bitcoin did well.
But there's no luck in fitness, right?
No.
Libor, you have to do the hard work yourself.
You have to. And motivation is not enough.
No.
It's a luxury. It happened like you be motivated on a Tuesday, and then the rest of the week you just feel pop.
Yeah.
So you just have to be disciplined.
Yeah.
And as Gareth mentioned, once you see the results, you start feeling good.
Yeah.
You start feeling good. You start feeling good. I mean, that's what keeps me consistent.
Yeah, and
seeing
it,
the results.
It is. There's something great about like knowing that you can climb a couple of flights of stairs and not be at the top, like you're panting.
Or you could chase someone and actually catch them if needs be.
Yeah. Or if you need to run away, you can actually run away.
If you need to run away, that's very important. Sometimes being able to run away is very
save your life.
You know?
And to know the speed at which you could possibly get
away. For sure. No, definitely. All right. But influences, we need to talk about this a little bit because it comes up on the show quite often, and I think the audience have a very strong view on influences. I want to hear what you guys think.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody calls themselves that now. There can't be, it's just like podcasters, there can't be enough work for all of these influences.
That's true.
No.
Some of them we don't need, right?
What are you influencing is always my question. Like, what do you have influence? Some influencers have influence.
But Virgil, you ask kids now,
and
I mean like 18, 19, 20 to 26-year-olds. You say to them, what do you want to be? And they go, an influencer.
Yeah, that's
and
weird.
You're like, ugh.
Yeah, it's not even real. It's not a real thing even.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what you want to be. That's what you want people to know you for.
It can't be. It can't be. Or, okay, look, say for instance, I'm an outdoor person.
Yeah.
So maybe back in the day, I would have had to be an outdoor person working under the umbrella of Nat Geo or Geo or National Geographics. Yeah, sure. But now I get to be an outdoor person under the umbrella of influencer, content creator.
Sure.
Type thing. So I'm doing the same thing in essence, but it's somehow, it's changed how it looks.
Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong. There are a lot of very, very talented people who've come up out of nowhere just by being influencers, being famous on YouTube and social media, building up an audience, doing stuff that no one else was doing before or doing it better than them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's cool. I have no problem with those people.
Yeah.
I just, if I meet someone and they introduce themselves and I say, "What do you do?" and they go, "Influencer," I just always cringe a little bit because you don't know what to expect. You know what I mean?
True. Yeah.
Because I saw you also pulling a face just now when I went, there's a lot of influencers.
There are plenty.
You have to compete with these fuckers.
All the time.
Well, comedy's
worse. Who's your main competition? Say how shit they are so that people will follow you instead.
But knowing people, they're going to go follow that.
Give us the names of all of the worst people that you have to compete with, and everybody will rather follow Libor from now on. Huh? How about that? That's a good idea.
I am competing with myself, Gary.
Oh,
honestly,
such a diplomatic
I just want
answer.
To be a better me every time I shoot content. You know, I even have I'm old school, so I write things down.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, concepts. I write my concepts down.
And then
for just any other...
Do you have people to help you, or do you film a lot of the stuff yourself?
I have a friend of mine who's brilliant. He's a brilliant videographer.
Do you pay him?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Because a lot of these influencers, too, they don't pay. They have a friend do it.
Yeah.
Oh. And then the friend is like, after doing, 6 weeks of nonstop...
Drops you.
They're like... Can I have some money?
Yeah.
And the influencer's like, "You don't get any of this money. This is my money."
And you have to follow them around, like literally. Take a picture of me and Madiba.
Yeah.
Take a picture of... Oh, my God.
No. The guy I pay, he's also a friend of mine. And he also, taught me the fundamentals of influencing.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, what people are looking for.
Okay.
What you should shoot, you know. So, no, he does a great job. My job is just to write down concepts, you know. I've always wanted to be I love movies.
Yeah.
So I'm really into the cinematography
side. Oh, right, okay. So you put more of a kind of movie angle on things than...
If you could just come from this angle and then I come outside of there and you can step outside the door.
So you like almost storyboard the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, I like this.
Yeah.
So let's just take a look here.
Mm-hmm.
Define influencer for us, says Chris. Well, someone else answers here. Tracy, she says influencers are nothing more than professional beggars. You see what I meant about the comments section? I don't think you can make a podcast where you review drugs. You could still call yourself an influencer.
Yes.
You could, Bitcoin Butt. That's not a bad idea for you, actually.
Yeah.
Vincent says, just go to gym, do what you hate doing, and do it like you love it. Yeah, sometimes not everything is going to be comfortable and easy, right?
No,
that's the whole point. And sometimes the hard stuff is the most worthwhile.
Probably most of the time.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, whenever I've got some really shitty thing to do, I always go, and it sounds like I'm making this up, but I swear I do this often. I go, I am grateful to have something hard to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because some people, it's hard every day.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And most of everybody's life these days, because of technology and the wonders of modern living and medical science and all of that shit, most of our lives are actually quite good.
Yeah.
If you go back two generations, people were, they'd wake up in the morning and they would suffer from waking up until going to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then probably wouldn't make it through the night.
Who knows? Drink bottled water.
Right, exactly. Look at how easy life is now. So when something hard does come my way, I'm like, the two ways to approach this. Either I'm going to go, oh shit, why me? This is so unfair.
Yeah.
Or I can go,
yay,
this
challenge.
This is the kind of hard I can do.
Yeah.
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 I'm going to get into this. So yeah, I agree with that. MM says, I'm an influencer, so I'm so fat, I influence people to get out of my way at the shopping center.
That's one way to do it.
Dirk says, I'm converting to Scientology if my kids tell me they want to become influencers. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, it's not a great thing to hear from your children. When I grow up, I want to be a, like, no ways, man, be a fireman.
I think maybe that stigma is here in South Africa.
Oh, I think it's worse in America.
I think in America, in terms of pay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they make
pay
more
is
money.
Way more.
Well, it's because you've got bigger audiences way there more. Too. And and your average viewer or listener or follower is just richer.
Yeah.
Because they've got a much bigger middle class. You know, if you have... I've always had this problem in radio, because radio will tell you how many listeners they have.
Yeah.
You know, and television does the same thing. We have so many viewers for this show. You're like, yeah, but your viewers are all poor.
Yeah.
What use is that to anybody who's trying to market Apple phones?
Mm.
Oh. What's the point of, you know, if you've got a high tech or a very expensive luxury brand, what's the point of you influencing or advertising to 6 million people who can never afford your product?
Yeah. Wow.
Right? Yeah, that's true. That's pointless. So in America, you're right. Libor, that's true. And I do think people are also starting to get to the stage now where they can tell who's pandering to an audience, who's trying to get an audience.
Yeah.
If you, and I appreciate this about you, if you're shooting content that is more about creating really cool stuff, right, and you get followers that way, awesome. The people who almost try to game the system, like they try to work the algorithm, you know, they're
not the real ones.
That stuff, and I mean, you can see what happens, because they start doing things this way, and then they change it to that way, and then they change it to that way, as the some new trend is discovered, and they jump cutting from this to this.
The social media is like that. So at one point, I really tried to get into social media because I'm a comedian. And unfortunately, in the comedy space, it works like this as well. That there's a chance that the person with more followers, more influence, more content gets the gig. So it's no longer about who's funnier, who's been doing it longer, who's got the experience. It's more about, I've got 5,000 followers, he's got 20,000, the guy with the 20,000 get it. So I've tried the influencing thing. And the one thing that was very annoying for me also is that it's every week, or almost every second week, the algorithm criteria changes, right? So you'll find for 2 weeks, the algorithm prioritizes engagement, for instance, how many people can comment. So then you start getting people to comment, but then in 2 weeks' time they change the algorithm to be like, okay, it's no longer about comments,
it's about views
views. Then at some point they were like, guys, it doesn't even matter how many followers you have anymore. We're not looking at the algorithm, doesn't care about your followers.
You've got a lot of very stupid people who will judge your entire value based on how many followers you have. You know, I've had people, they're talking to me. They're looking in my eyes and having a conversation with me. And then there'll be a distraction, and I'll talk to someone else, and I'll come back to them, and they've looked up how many people are following me. Then suddenly, they got a whole different attitude. Suddenly, they're way more, and you could just see they turn on all this fake thing. I'm so interested in what you do. And you're like, no, you're not. I know what you've done. You saw, like,
you saw my numbers.
However many thousand or hundred or million people are following, now you're interested.
It's like they saw your bank account.
And
like,
I remember I was horrified when I discovered, this is probably about 10 years ago, maybe even more, that you have a clout score, K-L-O-U-T. You can actually, I don't know if the site still exists, but you were once able to type in, it was a service, I don't think it's there anymore, that used a numerical clout score based from 1 to 100 on someone's social media influence. It aimed to quantify and track a person's online influence by analyzing their social media activity. It ceased operation in 2018. But I remember you could go in there, link up your different
accounts,
and it would give you a percentage out of 100.
Yeah.
And that was actually used If you checked into a hotel, they'd give you a better room. If you were top quartile, top 10%.
Your engagement is good. Your followers are good.
All of those things that count. And you'd get upgrades all over. Wow. You'd get free offers out of nowhere. Wow. And I remember getting all of this and thinking, this is going to lead to trouble.
Why did you think that?
Well, because it's just another way for people to...
Classist or something.
Yeah, to grade and degrade people. So everything's about your social cachet, your status, your position in society.
Yeah.
And I think it's so dangerous when we reduce that to a number. I mean, like the Chinese have got the social credit system if you want to do certain things in society in China, you need to have a certain score.
Yeah.
You know that just leads to, first of all, people they'll lie and bribe and corrupt the system on one end. And other people will be punished for no reason for their opinions, or maybe they post something about the government in China and they're in big trouble and they have no more social credit. We got to be super careful about this.
Sounds like a fun game though. My social credit is running out. Gareth, can I borrow some of yours?
This is it. I mean, if you could trade with it, that would be a different story, because you'd get people who have high credit scores because they've never done anything wrong or right, but they want to sit at home and eat pizza.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they give you a bit of credit score. You give them some money, and then they can sit at home and eat pizza, and you can have a higher credit score, and you go out and do your thing.
Yeah. Interesting.
I won't lie. I am a little guilty
of
using my followers to my advantage.
No, but that's what they're there for.
Yeah. I mean, I've stayed in places where I was supposed to pay X amounts of money, and they don't even know me until I show them who I am. Like, this is, and I was thinking of shooting your area. Can I shoot you?
Oh, then they like that, huh?
Let's upgrade you to a suite.
Oh, yeah. So that's happened to you.
It's happened a couple of
times. Have you ever had female followers proposition you? They'll say to you, hey, listen, I saw your social media stuff here. I think I...
Does that
I like what I see. A lot.
Yeah?
And it's not... I mean, it's women and men.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
the men, I'm not surprised.
Because guys are so forward, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether they're gay or straight. Guys are guys, and they're going to take a chance.
Yep.
They'll be like, yeah.
But also, gay guys aren't shy.
Hell no.
Like, if they like you, they will tell you in no uncertain terms.
I've noticed something else about the gay guys is that they are very, they're very mean to, and again, this is a huge generalization, right? Because I know I'm going to get shit from someone in the comments. I'm gay and I'm not mean. So... they're mean to each other. They're very, like, superficial and picky with each other.
Yeah.
But the ugly and fat ones, just like in the straight community, the ugly and fat gay ones...
they have the power.
No, but they don't. They make the moves as if they weren't fat and ugly.
Yeah.
Whereas the straight, fat, ugly guys, I think they're more careful because women will, like... go, ooh, what's wrong with
you?
I don't know what happens with those fat gay guys in the gay community, but they seem to be
confident.
They're the ones who probably talk to you and say, hey, hi, what are you doing this weekend?
Most of the time, these people have zero posts.
What's that?
These people usually have zero posts.
Oh, really?
And no profile pictures.
Creepy people.
You know, someone will say,
they're anonymous.
Offer you X amount of money.
What do they want you to do?
Meet me at Monte Casino for a lunch.
Oh, okay. Well, that's quite sophisticated. At least they're saying I'll meet you at Monte for a lunch.
Boyfriend experience.
Not like I'll meet you behind the Celtics.
Wow. Also Celtics, I'd be like, can we make it a BP or a Shell?
Women are
Do they ever say
on social media?
What do women say? Tell us what
they will just video call you.
Oh, really?
You don't know this person from a bar of soap. Video call you and... I don't know what this obsession is with feet.
Oh.
I get a lot of people from overseas.
So they show you their feet?
Who just, hey, look at my feet.
So they show you their feet. Yeah. And they think that's going to be the thing that gets you.
It's worked before.
Like, do you like what you see? You like, it's a wild. It's a
you
wild
see the
place.
Suffering this man is going through for his
it's
craft.
It's insane. It's tough being me.
It's tough being you. All right, so how about you, Virgil? Ever had any of these...
No.
Because funny is very attractive to people.
I think since I got married, people have stopped doing that, though. When I was single and in the game, there used to be the odd
but
approach.
But do you post stuff with your wife? Because otherwise they won't get the message. People are so stupid.
I also post less about my wife. Because that even posting about your wife, it attracts attention of its own.
Yeah.
So I try not to post too much.
I do laugh, though, when these couples who have these joint accounts, when they break up and then you see one of them, either the guy or the girl, then they go in and they delete all the pictures of each other.
Yeah.
But that's like two-thirds of their whole account, right?
Yeah. Now they brand new on Instagram.
And then they have to start again.
Yep.
I actually don't like that. I'm like, be honest. Your life is your life.
Yeah, and that's a big part of your life. You can't just delete that
you
person.
You delete the whole thing.
We know that you were together for 3 years. You can't...
And you were in our faces about
it. You can't wipe that out. No. Like, how stupid is that of people to...
You need to make room for the next person, though.
Ah, but dude.
But you're in our faces. This is me in Dubai with James. This is me in Turkey with James. And then all of a sudden, delete, 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 delete.
Yeah,
James is gone.
Poor fucking James is out of the picture. By the way, we're not talking about our producer here.
Are we?
The problem I have is that the people who, for 3 years, have posted couple pictures and couple videos and couple stuff the whole time, when they break up, and one of them goes and deletes everything, then they start the same thing with another person.
Now
it's like
toxic.
You haven't learned.
Yeah, now it's toxic.
You're right,
cycle.
Though, then, Virgil. Mm-hmm. You've got to keep some of that stuff
to yourself.
Off the internet.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I agree. Social credit is a Black Mirror episode. No, it's an actual thing that's happening in China. You can check that out. How many propositions does Gareth get nowadays? I'm sure that people know not to approach without caution. Listen, I have had a couple of people who got a little stalkerish with me on social media, I go straight for the jugular. I'm like, listen, you are looking at your profile picture, I wouldn't come near you with a health inspector with a fucking needle as long as my forearm. There we go. Is that woman?
Before and after.
Is that her? Yeah.
Okay, so a makeup
does. Is that
does...
picture available on the internet or did you have to go into the archives? I mean, how did... That's what she looked like. That's what she actually looks like on the left.
Without the makeup.
And now she's blonde as well.
She didn't change a lot.
Wow.
She just became unread.
See, now, if that person was stalking me, I'd say, hey, Adriana, whatever you... What is her name?
Yet.
Ama, Alpha Lima Charlie... Alpha Lima Charlie,
come on, asseblief. Hello, Alpha Lima Charlie. Yeah, we are copying you here at the police station. What is the problem?
There's a Alpha Charlie Romeo. There's a very lelika cock lady on the TV. we were just driving, and I saw this terrible, terrible creature come up next to the road.
Oh, no, yes, stay away from her, Alpha Lima Poopole. Thank you.
The after looks worse than the before.
That's very bad. No, if I had stalkers and people who were just getting a little too familiar and too forward on social media. These days, the best way to deal with those people, I've never done this, but the best way to deal with them is to screenshot
grab.
And show everybody how weird and freaky and creepy they are.
Someone did that a while back, and it was so weird because all the married guys got exposed. Because all the married guys were in DMs like, hey, sexy face.
Yeah, right.
And then they screenshot, post. Yeah. And it's like, no, I didn't mean... Yeah. Being caught is always like the most pathetic thing, right? Now you have to apologize for something you were enjoying at the time.
I bet you were hoping you'd keep secret. You're
hoping you'd keep secret.
So apparently, social credit score will be implemented with a government-issued central bank digital currency. Get ready. That's according to Bitcoin Boy. Yeah. This is why try to do some business in cash.
Yeah.
Cash is still king, hey?
Yeah. It wins all the time.
Yeah. Keep it away from SARS.
Yeah. Cash is how you keep it away from SARS, Jesus.
Caltex is still more romantic than the Formula One hotel, says Slippery Pickle. I wouldn't. Is there still a Formula One hotel? I think they've changed the name.
I've not been to
I
a
think,
Formula
One. Are they called Sun One?
I think there should be one in Gabeja.
Yeah, of course. That's your best hotel in Gabeja. Yeah.
No.
Oh, no?
That place is...
Protea.
Gqeberha is a beautiful city, is it not?
Beautiful. It is beautiful.
I got to blow my nose, city. So I'll give you 5 seconds it's while I'm doing that city. To come up with five things about PE that make it really great.
They're friendless people, number one.
I'll agree with that.
Let's not say right? They're friendly.
They come on. Surely. I mean, the difference between people from here and people from there are so laid back. It's like nothing worries me.
Don't give us that.
Just
they have to be. What else have they got going for them? Joburg people, we don't have time to be nice.
Yeah, your weather's not nice. I don't like PE weather.
Forever in the rush, you get off the airport, you're literally sprinting.
All right, so nice people, we'll give you that.
Nice people.
Yeah. Okay.
Weather's not great.
Seriously, let's have a...
The air's
anybody
good.
Who's from PE in the comments, you can join in here. And you guys can give me the prospectus, the best version of PE. So friendly people, I'm with you. I'll agree.
The air is good.
Oh, get...
The air is good, guys.
Get out of here.
There's so much green.
When you drive in, when you drive in on the one highway...
Oh, when you drive in.
It stinks.
It stinks like
they go
hell.
Past the paper mill or something like
some
that.
Sulfur
it's
sulfur,
fucking disgusting. I don't know what that's how hell smells. It's so we're not giving you that one.
And it's been there forever.
Always lingering in the air, like a lot of farts, right?
Yeah,
like it's a permanent fart smell.
And then the wind never took it away. Somehow it lingers. And
look, Limo's struggling.
It's there. To
they blame a factory.
People.
It's a factory.
Is that to turn people away?
Yeah, like any funny people, this guy staying there. We're happy here.
Oh, right. Okay. Especially if you're trying to keep us out. Is it's it
London,
from the East London side?
It's from the East London side. Yeah. If you come from the Cape Town side, then it's wonderful. It's a great
place. Well, East London too is a nice city.
Okay, what else? Because people say the beaches are very nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Low unemployment.
I mean, I'm helping you here. I'm doing some of the heavy lifting, but low unemployment. No, they've got very high unemployment. Very high.
No, man, isn't PE the industrial city with like the ships and
once,
the factories? And
not anymore.
Oh, those days are over. It's a very industrial town.
No.
Those ships, they look like more like museums. People are there just take pictures. I don't think they even work.
No, man. They don't.
I promise you, bro.
What else would be a real selling point for PE?
For
Let's see. Zelna says potholes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Robin. You see, people now climbing in against PE here. Bitcoin Butt says you do have beaches without E. coli, which KwaZulu-Natal doesn't have.
Good.
Yeah, the KwaZulu-Natal beaches, you will get dysentery.
Oh, snap, really?
Yeah, but if you're in the Eastern Cape beaches, maybe it's less. there are no trees in PE, says Dr. Robin. This has always been something that bothers me, is because it's windy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trees don't grow very high. Yeah. Yeah. You get a certain kind of vegetation. It's quite arid vegetation. So that's not very pretty.
Have you seen in Cape Town where those trees are all laying like that? I think that's PE also, except it's like PE, they just low to the ground. Pretty girls. PE's got some beautiful people.
Okay, we'll take that.
Definitely.
So yeah, definitely. I'll have to take your word for that. I mean, it's been a while since I've been there, but okay.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you guys used to get like great contestants coming out of PE for Idols, singing-wise? You used to get some gems, no?
I don't recall.
Come on.
We did auditions in PE, and I think Randall and I spent the entire time complaining.
About the whole experience. Yeah. What are we doing?
Why should we be here? This is a waste of everyone's time.
Yeah.
The crew are unhappy.
Yeah, I shame.
Yeah, it's all right, I'm going to stop this.
This well, you very want unfair. Some good points.
You know, anyone else's hometown... We would definitely give them a chance to stand
defend
up
defend yourself. Uh-huh.
But I think you can tell from the comments as well. People are just mean. You know, winter is good on Durban beaches. The river mouths are closed. Can't muscle by become the new PE. I don't know anything about that place, by the way. GC, you clearly haven't been there in a while because Kucha is booming, says Andy.
Okay, Kucha was the special project they started years ago.
GC has a good story about a strip club in PE with Randall. Oh, yeah. We went to a place called the Golden Curtain.
Tell us.
Oh. Ever been there?
No, but we went to.
Oh, my God. Okay, just in brief. Golden the entrance curtain. Fee was, I don't know, 6 rand.
No ways.
You know why you're laughing. Because if that's what it costs to get in, there's nothing there worth seeing.
No. Right? It's too low.
Leave
it. It's too low.
R6.
Six, not five, not 10. R6.
Even R50 would have been too little.
Dude, wait till you went inside and you saw the quality of the strippers.
You're like, they need to pay you to do something.
Bro,
did
you have a good time? You would pay them to stay away.
I went for my bachelor's party to a strip club in Bloemfontein.
Yo, that must have been something. Tell me about it.
It's like, I might as well have gone to like a strip club at a spaza shop.
So what happened?
It was horrible. They had like, they had one of each race. So they had like white girl, one black girl, one Asian girl.
Strength.
But they got like the worst girl of each genre.
Yeah. So you had the worst white girl, the worst black white girl, girl, the
worst colored girl. And then the next day I went to the shop and then I saw the girl.
So they embarrassed all races.
All of them. The next day I saw the girl in flip-flops at the local spaza shop. And I was just like, we shouldn't see you. You shouldn't see your strippers in daylight.
No, hell no.
And I'm like, you look worse even. I was like, oh my word. I'm
sure you didn't look so great the next morning anyway.
I look better than them. Jeepers, creepers.
Okay, so the strippers were bad, but was the place at least?
Small. So it's a very small strip club. And the owner
one table
is there with his, like, you know, like the owner and his friends are sitting at a table over there. It's uncomfortable. They're also watching you, like, yeah, you better tip my girls. And I'm like, why are you right here, dude? Like, go
it's
home.
Worse though. It's the worst if the owner is sitting there with his daughters. That's much worse. I think that's a little bit worse.
And he sends one over to you. Go over to him. No, it was horrible. But go. You should go.
No, you know what? I won't.
It's just fun. Just go. I think it's called, what's it called?
Better places than that.
It's called something like Lady something, Lady Views, or I don't know. What was it called? It's just weird,
Lady
man.
Rose.
It's like the kind of strip club that you could quickly also convert into just a normal bar.
Oh, right.
By probably, taking out the girls.
Maybe they do that on another night.
Yeah. You know, like I'm sure they have Friday. Like a normal night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then on a certain night, it's like, bring in the girls, open up the poles, and then they open the poles.
Let me tell you, I think it's a tough business. I think it's hard to run a place like that because there's a lot of cash that changes hands that you, if you run the place, you don't know about.
Yes.
Like, let's say you are the owner of the strip club. You make your money off of drinks.
Yeah.
Maybe you charge the girls to be able to ply their wares that night.
Yeah.
But you don't know.
No.
Unless you're keeping track of every one of them.
Yeah.
How many songs have they been doing with the lap dances? How many songs?
Yeah, they're cheating in there.
I think that's a very complicated business to run, and there's a lot of room for skullduggery.
Yeah. Also, like, they try to cheat SARS at strip clubs. Like, even when you buy...
Oh, well, that I support.
When you buy drinks and stuff, they don't let you tap and stuff like that.
Oh, really? You have to pay cash?
Yeah. So they have an ATM right there.
Oh, wow.
So you must go, draw your money, come back, spend your money. But there's no tapping for this and tapping for that. And even if you do tap, the thing that's written on your
slip
has nothing to do with a strip club or anything of the sort.
I wonder how many...
likely to get some car place like Ronnie's Automotors.
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
I'm like, what on earth?
Yeah. I wonder how many wives and girlfriends know that their husbands go to places like that, but they just keep, for the sake of peace, they just don't say anything.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've only been to a strip club once, so I don't know.
You see, because there's nothing good in PE.
No, I went, it was the first time here when I got to Joburg.
Oh, yeah?
My friends were like, we know what, something good we enjoy. Strip club, let's try this out. I was like, psh. Let's go.
Let me tell you something else. If you are one of the girls who's watching this now and you're horrified by this conversation, because there would be.
There would be
a lot of women who'd hear this and think, oh, you men are so predictable and stupid. Let me also just say, in defense of the strip club, it's not always about naked women.
No.
It's obviously that's the excuse sometimes to get there. That can be part of the fun. Because guys, we're always going to be distracted by naked or semi-naked women. That's always going to happen. Yeah. But it's also a place where we can just behave like Neanderthals. Like, guys need that. Yeah. And I'm going to stand up for men who need to get away from being sensible and reasonable and empathetic and all of that stuff. When we're around women, and remember, there used to be a lot of places that men and women would go where it was just men or just women. And there's nothing weird about that. It's just like how you bond with your bros.
Yeah.
For example, it used to be that things like men's clubs, you know, where guys would go and they'd sit and they'd have a drink with their mates and there were no women around because women changed the dynamic.
Yep.
And it's not to say strip clubs don't have women. Obviously, that's one of the reasons you go there. But those are not the women that you would behave the same way around because they are part of the entertainment. Yep. They're not part of the conversation.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And there are just no places like that really anywhere except strip clubs. And even, I mean, a lot of guys go with their girlfriend or a couple of girlfriends.
Yeah.
And they'll hang around with them at a strip club. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying it should be exclusively a female place, but it is a place where guys go and they sit and they talk about shit.
Yeah.
Sport. They talk about cars. They talk about women. Yeah. They talk about the stuff they really want to talk about. That if they spoke around their girlfriends or wives or around other women in their lives like that, they would be judged.
Chastised.
That's
you need a place like that as a guy.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that unwinding, good. Like a communal man's cave type situation.
This is also why guys play stupid shit like golf.
Yeah, just be away.
Because they just want to get away and talk shit with their guy mates.
Get away from the nag. From the nag.
There's nothing wrong with that. Don't be suspicious of it. It's not like we're sleeping with all the hookers. That's not why guys are going there.
I think all women should allow their man to go to the strip club if he wants to, at least maybe once a year on his birthday, for instance.
Sure.
Just as a, you know, I kind of see it as the purge, just to kind of like release the beast, so to speak.
Then he'll behave himself the rest of the year.
Release the beast. Go there, have fun, do your thing.
I had too much fun, and that's why I never went back, honestly. Maybe
one was enough.
Well, Lee says... Lee says some women need that too. Going to female strip clubs are awesome for women. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Durban Dope says golf clubs had me only bars 30 years ago. Men only, I think that's what you mean. Yeah. Men only bars. Well, golf used to be an exclusively gentleman's pursuit, right? You didn't have girls who
played. It still is kind of very gentleman, but there is females, I get,
Oh, there are a few lesbians here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always tease any of the girls I know who play golf because I know lots of girls who play golf and they love it.
Yeah.
And they're not lesbians, but I always say to them, "Ah, you're playing some golf this week, huh?" if it's a TV hoops. With sport on or a stripper doing her thing, both are a distraction for men. That's what they need in order to chill with their bros. Yeah. It's, you know, you go to some bars where they just got sport on in the background.
Yeah.
And guys will sit around and they'll just talk shit to each other. Dirk Katsia says, if you want the most uncomfortable conversations ever, take your partner to a strip club. The questions and the commentary will drive you nuts. Yeah, I wouldn't do that, but some people do. Women are the reason why Beefcakes and Greenpoint shut down. The guys hated the hen parties that pulled through, destroying their rent boy waiters.
Oh, the hen party. So that's when a group of women come through and ruin the whole experience.
Yeah, the hen parties can be a rough thing, eh?
What is the hen party? Maybe
that's
I'm
when
getting
all
this wrong.
The chicks get together before the wedding with the girl who's getting married.
Oh,
and they do the town in every way. And listen, bachelor's parties are obviously, you know, they have a reputation for a reason. So but a hen party can be just as dangerous.
Women get very silly when they drink alcohol together and hang out. They become super silly.
Yeah, and then sometimes things happen. Listen, guys also get stupid.
Yeah.
They end up with fights. You know, like one guy will say,
You've
never respected me. You dissed me the other day. Or some stupid childish shit. And they'll start... But girls can be mean with each other too.
When
after 15... shots of something, the one girl will say,
"I don't think
you should get married, Sarah." What? where did that come from? And then suddenly there's a cry, and this one's crying.
That's why you. Yeah.
Would men also allow their women to go to man strip club once a year to be comfortable with it? I don't think that's ever been a thing, hey.
Yeah, we've
guy
never...
strip clubs has never been a thing. There's not enough market for it.
Yeah.
And you could be, you could try it if you're looking for a. What are you going to start your own new business here? Is that what you're going to do, Judas? You can go for it. Make that happen,
Judas.
Yeah, but it's not spelled like the Bible, Judas.
Oh, like Judas. No,
we don't have that Judas
How
listening
mean
to the
is
show.
Your parents?
Judas Iscariot is on the line. Hi, Judas, anything you want to
you
know?
You traitor,
well,
I'd
just like to say I really didn't like that Jesus chap. I sold him for 20 pieces of silver.
Yeah, we know Judas' famous story. It's in the Bible.
Yeah, but they always try to paint me as the bad guy.
Well, you kind of were, Judas.
That's your point of view, you son of a bitch. I'm putting down the phone.
Beep, beep. Fucking Judas calls in every day. We got to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll carry on talking complete shit. We've got our two guests here. We've got Libo, and we've got Virgil, and you. Don't go anywhere.